Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild, Psychic Jethro. I want to thank all of you who tuned in this morning for our first Started Out in April show. We've got a lot of exciting things coming up this month. We have re-lined up. We've got a lot of new psychics. We've got psychics that you've heard, psychics you haven't, psychics you're going to get to be the first one to really work with. And, of course, what we always do is we promote that free psychic reading. If you call in on the 773-897-6461 number, you'll get that psychic reading. One of the really good things we've got is we've got some surprise guest stars coming in, and we're going to look at what we've got happening today. One of the really good positive things that we have is that some of the psychics you guys remember that started out with us in the month of February through March is going to be here again. So those of you who love the Destiny card readings, she's back. She's going to be doing a couple of days, actually. So we're going to be giving you some variety, and yet we're going to give you some of the old regulars you asked for. We've got some really good emails. Psychic Jethro, I'm going to be here, I hope, but I'm going to be having a lot of fun, and we're going to be also having some of those really good in-depth conversations we have about psychic classes, and that's one of the things that Psychics Gone Wild is going to be different than we did with psychic Living in the Psychic Realm, is you're going to be having both excitements of that. I've had some offers, and it looks like I will be probably doing both, because what we've got happening here is we've got a lot of introductions, and we've got a lot of people who are looking at starting those psychic classes, and we're going to be doing a lot of work on that. One of the things that I really want to promote with everyone is your psychic defense. Those of you who've had classes with me, those of you who've taken classes, this is the times in 2012 to really keep your shields and armors up. We've got a lot of energy going, and it's a lot of positive and a lot of ascension work and a lot of people growing and strengthening, which always means, just like water, when you've got all that activity happening, you've got energy flying all over the place. Make sure you're putting up your shields, your boundaries, your strength. I had a very good experience with this with some friends here, and those of you who know, I've just recently moved to Florida. I was having a conversation with a recent friend here, and they're telling me, how do I feel it? How do I get in touch with it? And my first reaction is, if, you know, it's 2012 and you haven't, you know, and then I thought, now wait a minute. So here's where I learned, and here's something I'm going to say, that we're always, always getting in touch with it. There's a good lesson here. Never once think that you're too strong or too much or your shields are up. You know, good example, those of you who talked to me and was working with me on Living in the Psychic Realm, remember that I had all of that energy. We were doing all of those shows and all that. Well, then all of a sudden we got into a real strength there right before I went to Maui, Hawaii, and all of a sudden everything just started happening really odd. Well, that was a lot of what the energy was doing, and what we were trying to get everyone to do is we were trying to get everyone that was calling the show to really help with the energy. And what I'd done is I had depleted my resources. I took a little time, got back. I found out, too, that a good example was my shields, always raising those shields and energy. I want to thank a couple of the psychic friends, as we always talk. You know, you keep that contact, you call back and forth, you do that with friends. One of the really good things that we always have for Psychics Gone Wild is you have a good resource here at that 773-897-6461. Always go ahead and call. Make sure you keep the things going. One of the really good positive things that we have happening is we are going to be adding the new psychics. I offer any of you who've looked and been involved around any of our shows, I welcome you at any time. We're going to have some variety. And one of the really good things is right now we're going to take a caller. And I thank you guys. Be patient with me a little bit today. It's only an hour show, but I'll get to all the callers that we've got. If you get, you know, bumped off, just call right back. Sometimes the machine does that. But we were right now at the last of a Mercury retrograde, which means all of your communications and energies are odd. What we're also going to have really strong here is you're going to start to really see some of the really positive work that we're working on. I've got 229. You're on the air on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hi, I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. No problem. This is Psychic Jethro. I thank you for calling in. We're a little early in the morning. Everyone knows I'm a night person, but the other psychic's on her way. You have to be psychic to catch her, and I'm going to tease her, and she's in Sedona. But in Arizona, they do what they feel when they feel like it, and I'm like, I need her here. So you kind of are with me right now with the psychic work, but give me a little bit here, and then I'll just go ahead and do the reading for you if you've got a direct question you have.
No, I just want to just a general reading on all aspects of my life right now because I'm going through so much, so I don't know which question like to come up with to ask you.
So very good.
One question, yes, sir.
No, that's very good, and that's one of the things you've got. And right, I'm going to have you give me your first name, if you would.
Yes, my name is Melvin.
Melvin, great. And I've got, hang on here, Celeste, are you there?
Shannon, he's asking for you.
Then we got him going here with it, Melvin, and what I'm going to go ahead and start looking here is that we're going to read you here. You caught the best thing. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going to get a little nuts with you. That's the fun part of it. We got real lucky here. We've got a Pisces from Sedona that's going to be reading too with me. And what I'm picking up, Melvin, you're talking about your whole life. I feel that you're ready for some real strong energies and some change. I feel like you've got some other things happening for you. I feel the whole thing starting to really click there for you. And I think that what's going to start to do it is I feel you really strengthening up things that you've been looking at. You've kind of got yourself in a real, real spin. And what I'm getting here, Melvin, is you've got an interest. You've got some. You're looking at starting a relationship. I feel that you have some relationship in mind, and I feel like you had a past relationship that right now you're kind of in between relationships.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Okay, no, that's what I'm feeling, and I feel here, Melvin, with you really excellent. What's going to happen is this is the year you're going to get that relationship, and what I feel is that you have been, you're one of those people that right now we're all in that economy of we're hanging on to that dollar, we're fighting the financial, we're all trying to use the word budget, and then we end up throwing that word budget, you know, what we got to do is we got to survive, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
I get that, and I feel that. And I mean, that didn't have to only be psychic. That just had to be living in this crazy world we live in. But what I'm also feeling with you happening, too, is I feel really strong strengths there as I feel the energy really kind of getting with you, and I feel what the guides are doing for you is they're also getting some things to kind of take off there, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you, the guides and the angels, to really have what you want, Melvin, and that's one of the things you really want in life is it keeps going right back to the relationship. I feel this is it's one of those things that some people, you know, some people don't think of a relationship in the day. They may go months and go, I'm all good. You're a person I feel that you pretty much, relationship seems to be vitally important for you, Melvin.
Yeah, I mean, I've been lonely for a while. I used to date this young lady, but we're not talking anymore. And I'm interested, like you said, I'm interested in several women. Excuse me. But they're not coming.
I can feel that, Melvin. And I, and you're bearing with me, Melvin. We've got a little technical difficulty, but I've got Celeste on the line. Are you there, Psychic Celeste? Hello? So what we've got here and what we've had happening here is that we've got the other Psychic Celeste is on the phone, and I've got Psychic Celeste on the other line here. And what I'm doing is I'm getting, with the work of what I've got happening, is I feel Psychic Celeste, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Jethro?
We can hear you great. And this is Melvin. Melvin, you got really lucky. You know, we've taken us months. Me and Sandra, the other psychic, have put our little Christmas stockings up and prayed so hard to get this psychic. You've got one of the best psychics in the world on the phone right now. It just takes a while to get her pulled out of Sedona because she's a Pisces fish and she's a little shy. So that and her guides do this. I love Pisces. Those of you who know that, you know, the Linda, that's the Pisces on Psychic's chat, is my older sister who raised me. Celeste is a really good friend. And what I've got here, Melvin, is Melvin's on the phone and he's asking some real good questions here. He wants a general reading about his life, and we're talking about relationship. The guides keep saying that he's in between relationships, and I'm going to let you just talk a little bit with him, Celeste. And I'm thank you for getting on. We all know this technical difficulties and Mercury retrograde, but you guys are going to really love Celeste. Celeste is one of the most gifted teaching psychics that I've been able to work with in classes and with psychics. So,
thank
Celeste,
you. Yes, hi, Melvin. I'm just picking up that you just need to follow your heart and ask your guides and your angels for their assistance. Just sit in some quiet and really focus in which one you're really thinking about, which relationship that you would like to be in, which one fulfills you in all of your purpose, which one just feels really like it would be a comfortable fit for you right now. Do you are you leaning more towards one or the other in particular, or?
Yeah.
bet we. Yes, thank you, Melvin. And I apologize with our today. We're going to do a little quick. She's going to use a little bit on it. And what I gave you with the energy, I welcome you to call back, Melvin. And unfortunately, we only did an hour show today, so you're going to have to call us back at that 773. We've got a psychic on every day, it looks like. So please call us back. I apologize to you that we're having a little technical difficulties. We're going to go right into the next reading, and we've got a little bit of things here going on with it. It looks like we've lost Melvin, and I apologize. It's just been one of those days. Hang on, because Mercury's not going to win. Melvin, you'll call back, and we know you from there, and we thank you. We've got Celeste on the line. We're going to go right into the next client we've got here, and we've got a 970 on the line. And how are you doing today, 970?
Hi, this is Linda, your sister.
I'm so glad you called.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Hi, Linda.
Hey. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a good morning and see how things are going.
So did your ears ring? And I was talking about you a few minutes before. I looked down and saw the number and recognized here I was discussing about the Pisces.
Yeah, I seen the psychic chief come up and it's like, boom, it was there. The vibrations was there to call in.
Very good. And while we got you on the phone, speaking of, I know that Sandra wants to do a show with you on Sunday. She's going to get a hold of you and see if you do a little bit of a show and some of the dream work that you do. I mean, this is a good topic.
Yeah, this is a time for some reason. There's a lot of things going on in the dream world. I've been doing a lot of sleepwalking and on that. And then here lately, I don't know if my guides or angels are telling me I've been dreaming about animals, just my torrents is coming to me, you know, a lot of colors and animals are coming in my dreams.
Ooh. What do you think of that, Celeste? What
I
do you
think I'm feeling like they're here to help you on your life path, and they're just more coming into, because the dimensions are opening up like crazy. I don't know if you guys can see them in the sky, but, yeah, I feel like they're really here to help you heal in things with color and just with their presence, their strength, and you just need to call on them like every second that you can think of.
Yeah, I do. I've always read through colors, and the colors this year are very high. My colors are bright. Everything, the colors, and like you say, everything's opening up color-wise to me.
That's wonderful.
It's going to be a good year for my paintings, I think, this year.
That's great, and that's also energy, you know. Color is energy, and I'm seeing colors like crazy in the sky, and just, you know, I look over, and there's pink and flash and purple and blue, and that's great. I think it's your guides really coming in strength, you know.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, that's it. That does feel it. I think that is very good. And I, while we've got you both on the phone together, we've got both these two that are really, really sensitive. I've been privileged through the years to know both real well. One of the questions I have, and this is something they say that both are Pisces and both are really strong in this, is it true when you guys are having dreams, would you say that when you're feeling the dreams, are you in the dream or are you watching it like a movie? Do you know what I'm asking?
For me, I'm like, sometimes I'm watching it, I'm above it, I'm like flying above things, or I'm looking down on it. Sometimes I'm having things touch me in the dreams, like the colors go through me or the colors are on me. Like I just posted something on Psychic Chat. I had a dream about a mountain lion and the yellows. I was going through yellows and greens, the colors. So that's how dreams come to me.
Yeah. I see them as I'm actually in the dream, but I'm also watching it. So it's like two of me. So I'm actually participating in the dream. And
I agree with that. I see that.
You guys are doing video viewing. This is a good question for those of you who love this. And the reason now, those of you who bear with me a little bit, we're doing a little astrology. And speaking of astrology, you guys got to make sure you tune in this week, because Wednesday we're going to have an astrologer. It'll be first time on a radio show from Arizona, and she's a surprise guest when we've got her. She's really gifted, and she's going to be doing old school. She'll be doing the astrology out of things that you don't hear anymore, and we've got her here. So, you know, you guys stay tuned. Back with astrology, and what I was saying here that's real good is I've always, through my whole life, everyone knows with my gift, and as pay attention, I've always been amazed at the dreaming gift, because as we were just talking, and good answer was when I was being raised, Linda was the one who raised me. I was a little, you know, out of a family of eight kids. I was the sixth one. one. And one of the really good things, you guys have read the book, we're saying living in the psychic realm. You know, one of the pieces I left out was that of things that we all talked about later, we're going to have to do a sequel or a before the living realm, is Linda was always gifted. Linda would get up and she would fly with the angels. And one of the best things in the gifts that my mommy both talked about through this stuff is that Linda would tell us stuff and it came true. And, you know, I'm talking 30 years ago, you know, I'm a little older, I'll tell the truth, about 40 years ago, I'm a little older. And ironically, we would all just go, you know, where is she getting this? Well, there was back then, it was Linda had some health conditions. I'm sorry, Linda, I'm telling all your stories.
Okay. But well, that's fine.
And everybody was like, well, you know, she's closer to the angels. And they were silly. They teased Linda. They were like, well, something's different. And we laughed. I cried the other day. I talked to my mom on the phone. Here I am. I've got some things happening down here. I'm on the phone. And she's like, just like Linda. And I'm like, what? And I laughed. I thought, now, if we'd have said that 30 years ago, they'd have said, what? You and Linda, what are you doing now? You know, it'd have been like, get those two pickles out of here. They thought we were silly. But Linda would do it. She also saw, and that's why I asked about the dreams, Linda would see things, and it would be like she'd tell us this stuff and it would happen. She also had a really good thing that I loved is that through the years when we were talking about totems is Linda has a beautiful, unique totem that if you guys get a chance to see on the artwork, she's done some work and things of it because her natural abilities is with our Native American family come out real strong. And you'll see if you look at some of Linda's artwork and some of the things she'll be showing in Montrose, Colorado, you see and sense that energy. I mean, it's like you can't look at one of Linda's pictures without noticing that.
Well, thank you, brother, and I don't want to take too much of your time, but I love you, and I'm so happy that to be with the psychic world. I mean, like you say, 30 years ago, I did not understand things. I was told that I was kind of a little off on the wacko side, the deep end. I would go off the deep end, and it's good to know that now my family understand what it all was, and I understand it better, too. So thanks, everybody, and thank you, Celeste. Nice to meet
you. Thank you, Linda.
And hope to talk to you guys soon. Love you.
Oh, we love you.
Love you too, Linda.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I see and you guys see that. I mean, that's the thing. Linda was always saying she was also real smart. And one thing I really was impressed to see with the energy is that as things started to happen and go on, we've seen a lot of strength. And those of you who do, you know, I tell you publicly, it's not just that she's my sister. I do love her artwork. And I want you guys to check that out at Psychic's Chat. Also, as we're going on here, we've got a little bit more of some other ones going, and we're doing pretty good on time. It looks like they're going to give us a little extra time today. And we've got Celeste on the phone. I am just so excited. I'm going to go ahead and go into the next one. We've got 207, and we've got 207 on the air. How are you doing today, 207?
Hi, Jethro. This is Cindy. How are you?
Doing really good, Cindy. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Oh, hi, Celeste. I was wondering if the two of you could talk to me a little bit about a future relationship. Do you see one coming up?
Sure. You'd said your name. I know how I do a little bit of the energy. I'm going to have Celeste do this. We've got her on the show a little bit to let you know her do a little bit of it. I'm really thankful, Cindy. I feel like you've got some energy not only with this new relationship, but you've got a lot of incoming here, and I'm feeling it real positive for you. So I'll let you talk to her a little bit. I know Celeste is a little different than I do. You know, we both gifted, but Celeste, go ahead and talk with Cindy and feel what you get.
I'm feeling the month of June. It popped into my mind, and I'm feeling a blue energy. So might be some emotions coming up, but I feel like it's a strong blue energy around you, and I'm feeling towards the middle of June. There could be somebody coming into your life, and he's really tall. I'm feeling dark hair, and you guys get along, you laugh, and feeling really positive, like you're, I don't know, kind of like a soulmate type. That's what I'm feeling, though. Go ahead, Jethro. What do you get?
I'm feeling like, Cindy, here, I need you to kind of, I feel like there's something going on with this relationship that you're kind of, there's been something here of it just doing it, and I need to get a name here. I feel like you've got something happening here that you're kind of measuring it against something or something that's going here. I need to get.
I don't have a relationship right now.
Okay.
I'm
feel
just looking to see if there is one. Do I have a relationship now?
I feel like you've got a relationship coming. I apologize. I need to get your name. I'm sorry. The phone is really, it's Mercury retrograde. I have a Gemini rising. It's like, what?
Well, there could be someone at my door.
Like, woo-woo. What I love is I've got this stuff going on. I had my hair spiked this month. I've got this new look, and I look scary because it's like if one more Mercury hits, one more thing on my computer, Mom, I'm telling, because what I've got here, Cindy, is I've got the real strength of it, and I need just your name, and then I'm going to read that future, because I agree very much in what Celeste said. Celeste, that month, she said that, and she's picking up the blue energy, and I'm trying to get the name, so I'm sorry.
Okay, so you want my name?
Yes.
Cindy.
Cindy, I get this being that. I agree very much in what Celeste got. I get this being a person with a P. I feel this name, this person that's coming there in the relationship, is coming there and has been, this is someone you've almost missed them before. And you are a little ornery, Cindy, because you and your guys are arguing. You're like, you've made a list and you're checking it twice like a menu, and you want your dinner, you want your relationship, but you don't want any little fake parsley on it, you don't want any little hairdos, you want this, and you want it the way you want it. And the angels in you said that they brought this person in, and I feel that, and I feel that they've almost had you two together, and you changed plans. Something happened where you, all of a sudden, you went, maybe not yet.
Interesting.
And so I feel that, and I feel that they're telling me, the angels with you, they're going to be bringing that in. They said there's going to be a good relationship. I also feel with you, Cindy, that you're looking at starting some of your own life and some of the things you wanted to have happen. You know, and I feel that you're taking off here in some other course. I feel that the angels are telling me that, you know, we need to sit down and with you at, you know, here we are over the radio, but you've got quite a bit of intense things happening. You've kind of got I keep seeing that, like, you've moved back stuff and you're planting stuff. You're going, I'm going to have the relationship. I feel you're also, you've handled some things in your life with family and people. There's some things you just all of a sudden, here's that. We've got the boundaries. We've got it going. There's a real positive. I feel like that this year is really good for you in health. You seem to be building momentum.
Well, yeah, I just developed a website for my jewelry, and that I'm actually going to Scotland and Ireland for a month beginning in May. And then when I come back, my website is up and running, but I haven't put any new product on it for sale because I'll be gone for a month. So that's a new thing, you know, that we'll get going like around June. So we bring in the jewelry. We get rid of the old people.
Really, Celeste has given you that. You were right there, and you're getting the energy. And I want you to send us, you know, any of that. Now, you know, on these shows that we do promote that, we need to get where do they go on what site to see that jewelry, Cindy?
Yeah. Oh, it's www.clark-studio.com. Clark is S-E-A-L-A-R-K.
Excellent. A very gifted handmade jewelry. Did you hear what she was talking about here? You guys have got to get in on this. One thing, you can feel the energy of this. I mean, Cindy's jewelry is gifted. And I have heard about the jewelry. I'm being unfair. I'm not just being psychic, but I'm also being blunt, is that sheer jewelry was saw on Sedona, and people were just really impressed, really. And Cindy, one of the things that everyone did is they couldn't wait to get a hold of some of the jewelry and couldn't believe the prices. So those of you who get a chance, look on there. One thing we're really doing is you're going to have to keep us posted and let us know how Ireland is.
Yes.
You know,
Ireland and Scotland.
You're
I figured while I was there, I'd do both.
And Celeste is always talking about these places. That's what's so funny. I love you calling in. It's just like the guys are teasing. Come on, come back to the psychics, and we'll let you go there, Celeste.
I am.
I was only going to go to Scotland, and then I figured while I was there, I'd do Ireland, too.
I might as well. They're right there. That's awesome.
But, yeah, I think I'm going to actually bring back some really interesting energy for making jewelry. So I put my jewelry making on hold until I get back, because I think when I come back I'll have some wonderful ideas of what to include or add to the collection.
Yeah, definitely. I think you'll have a lot of inspiration from those beautiful places.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, definitely. This feels great.
Oh, very great. Well, and I thank you, Cindy. And as obviously we got more people, you know how to get a hold of us at www.jethrosmith.net, celestial readings at Is it Yahoo?
Yahoo.com, yes. Celestial Reading77@yahoo.com. Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay, I look forward to meeting my tall, dark, and handsome man.
Well, now, we didn't say handsome. No, we're teasing you. We're just giving you a bad time. You know, Cindy's honored. You can tell when we have friends that call in to help us. She's going to like, I'm going to hurt Psychic Jethro. But we're going to tease her that, you know, we know the relationship's coming and we're going wild. And thank you for your support, Cindy. And have a nice day.
Well, thank you both. Thank you both.
Thank you. Bye, Cindy.
Bye.
We're also getting a little crazy and wild. We're starting to fill up our list. So those of you who called in, we're going to start looking at that a little bit. We've got some really good things kind of happening here right now as we're going through that. Those of you who've been patient and waited, I want to go ahead and talk a little bit more. We've got another one on the line here. We've got a little bit of a question that was asked a couple weeks ago, and we're going to pull a little surprise on the two psychics that are in Sedona, Arizona. I don't know if you guys heard or not, but the rumor is that Celeste does know Kim Pascarello.
Yes, I do.
And one of the questions, and two of them that came up, one was on an email, and then we had a phone conversation on Sandra's show, and the question was, why can't Kim Pascarello, who was at the psychic classes in Sedona, how come she's not having a show on?
Uh-oh.
And there we got. Hello, Kim.
How are you?
Really good. And I think it's a good question to put to. And I told him, I said, when I get Celeste on, now I got both of you on the phone. This is our Pisces day, if you guys have noticed, by the way. This is another Pisces. And one thing excellent we've got happening is psychically, we're going, this is really good. And it stumped me. I said, that's a great idea. And then we just went right on. And I said, you know, I said, and we were honest, those who know, you know, you guys have seen pictures of my two tree hugger friends here, and we've got them on live today. We've laughed that we got to do some time in California and got to visit and see each other. They're one of the few people who has seen Kay Smith and can verify there is a real person to that name.
Yeah,
and
it sure is.
Wonderful.
Honor than ever, and they will testify because they love me. You know, I'm teasing,
yes.
But she... And she was, and thanks to these two friends, we're going to be able to see some of this, and even we're going to have surprise Kay Smith on one of these radio shows. And she had a good idea. She's like, you know, we could do like on our weekends. You guys are doing your 2-hour shows. I would like to do one. And she goes, then Kim and me could do like they could come on. My Kay, as you all know, Kay Smith really is gifted at. She does hypnotherapy. She also works with dream analogy. She's very, very gifted in her abilities. That she's opening a lot of her work and has taken classes by me and by Celeste, who was the other teacher in Arizona. And we were kind of going through, and I said, we'll ask them and see. You know, we're going to be doing some classes. We're looking at that. Me and Celeste are trying to get that to come together. But we're asking you guys to put out, what time do you think? Email us. Put out it. We're going to do the same amount that we charged last year for them. We're going to do the same class. You're going to get both me and Celeste. And that was the other question that came up, is how come Kim wasn't helping in the classes? So we're going to ask Kim right over the radio right now. Are you ready to help us with those psychic classes?
Well, you know, I guess it's my time, isn't it? It's time for me to step up.
Yes.
No more hiding in the shadows. So, sure, I'm ready to help. Yes, indeed.
I think that is really good, and I thank you guys. Those of you who remember last time now, so we don't get the communication crazy, make sure you get in, get your reservation. We had the most wildest time for people that we're going to try and do Red Feather again. Obviously, we'll be doing that. We're getting all this together, and I'm having you guys write in now, and then me and Celeste will get together. We'll adjust our times. We'll do it. The best thing is to get in with us. We're doing a couple months, and give me some times, some dates, and, you know, I do reservations through PayPal anymore. I also proudly am now doing, if you want, have a credit card or any way you want to contact me, we can do it on our own. We can set you up for a reservation. Just contact me at psychicjethro@aol.com. We're looking forward to the two psychics, Sandra and Celeste, have never really physically met. And we've had Sandra have, you know, Sandra wants to meet her. She can't wait. We've had the big joke, you know, we got to meet Celeste. Celeste is our really, really gifted, positive one. And today, you guys are only getting a little bit with her, but we're going to get Celeste where she's on. It was like we had to fight the energy because we've been having all this technical difficulties. So we really thank you guys. We've also got here, really quick with it, that, you know, you guys will do it. And I'm going to leave that with Kim. I'd love to see her come on and do a one with a show. I know Kim from classes. I will say that here. I'm telling all the Pisces are going to beat me up. I tell that Linda has to be a little sick as a kid and how gifted she is. Now I'm telling you how Kim is a very good friend of mine and family. We are like brothers. We are just like this really good relationship. And I really was so impressed that in the classes I first started in Sedona, one of the quick things I saw was Kim and Shannon are both really, really gifted. It's like they kind of communicate without talking. You just feel this energy in this relationship right there of strong psychic communication. And what impressed me was as getting to know the two and friends, immediately I knew that Kim was just this really good person, but what really impressed me was how gifted. And Kim's kind of the, I would say, the back and the energy. Today we could not even get this show to go as you guys first tuned in, and I'm trying to get, and I couldn't find, and one minute I have Celeste's number, the next minute I didn't. I'm in the way by Tampa, Florida, and she's in Sedona, and we're doing this 5G. And here we are, and I looked down, and yet I had Kim's number, Kim's energy, everything was going. Kim's went on, Kim did it, and those of you who laughed, you'll hear it on the tape. She's like, there's somebody for you, and she tells the other person, come on, you know, he's on the phone, he's waiting for you. Then all of a sudden the guys changed, everything, Celeste came on, and we were ready to play. And I love that. I just thank you guys, and we're going to go into our next one. We've got quite a few people who've waited. I apologize. You 954, you've waited. Some of you waited close to 20 minutes. This is one of our new shows. Please tune in to us each day. Get a hold of me at www.jethrosmith.net, and we got those readings set up for you. This is the last month to get your dragon reading. If you want that 50% discount from me, grab me now, because this is the last month of it. I will be going at a 25% discount, I hear, in the spring. My Kay Smith is working on postcards. She loves doing that. And let me know that I get to do that so she can make another postcard up for me. And I'm like, thank you. We are a little gone wild crazy. And Celeste, I want to hear a little bit about some of the sales and the opportunities you have.
Right now I'm doing eBay readings, and I'm doing emails for right now because I'm busy with some other things going on. But you can also email me at celestialreadings77@yahoo.com, and just give me your first and last name, maybe a photo of yourself so I can tune into your energy through your eyes, and also a picture of somebody that you'd like me to read also. And I do like 3 questions. I'm also on keen.com, and I can do chat or phone on keen.com under Psychic Medium Celeste. I'm getting on some other websites here with the help of Jethro, and I look forward to helping everybody in every possible positive way that I can. Hello, Jethro.
Hello, I just flipped in and back out, and I'm back here with you guys. Psyche's gone wild. One thing we've really got excellent is I'm going to go ahead and go right into this call. We've got someone here. Hello, you're on Psychic Wild.
Hello,
you're
Hello.
Yes, it's you.
Yes, I was wondering if I can ask a question on pertaining to medical intuitive area.
Sure.
Okay, my left kidney is very painful. I was wondering what is happening.
Okay, now you said your kidney?
Yes, left kidney.
Oh, I would basically, you know, with this one, we're talking on a radio, you know, go obviously with the professionals of a doctor. The psychic line is for basically for entertainment purposes, and you know, when one thing you always want to do is you want to be safe. I would suggest getting hold of your a doctor, practitioner. You're having some things go on here. I do feel that what I would pray for you is that we really get you into someone that could look at this. We always encourage, you know, anytime it comes to that, we usually don't refer to a health question unless we're working with someone who's holistic. And today it's just 2 psychics on. I apologize, but I for some reason, are you on Skype?
Yeah.
Okay. It's doing a little bit of energy here, and I apologize. Please give us your name.
My name is Ophelia.
Ophelia, I'm feeling like you're going through this, and I would like to help you on a psychic reading, and you know, we've got you and me and Celeste, and I apologize, but here, especially with the health, you know, it's just nowadays with the things that are happening, you want to always do the thing of going with your doctor, the professional, you know, and I feel like you have got yourself with health wise, you've been kind of working on some things that you wanted to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
Celeste, I mean, isn't that what they've always encouraged you to? I think in Sedona, that's pretty much what the psychics there do, too.
Yes, definitely. I am picking up that you need to drink more lemon water and maybe like a cleanse or a detox of some kind, but that's all I'm getting. So Yeah, I definitely agree with Jethro. Go with your doctor, whether it's naturopath or, you know, a regular doctor. But definitely maybe some more meditation on it. Ask your guides and see what you get.
Am I correct, too?
Okay,
are you,
sure.
You're from a different, I feel like this energy, and I apologize that the Skype's making it so hard with technical difficulties, but I feel like you're really there working with some things that you're trying to get to have happen. And I feel like that's going to be really good for you to go there. And I feel like that we always promote, you know, because of that, I do feel with your faith and your energy there that you've got some things there. Have you seen anyone professionally?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. They said to get, you know, and get in and see, so though, because we don't want anyone ever to feel this. And I'm feeling here with you in the health that I feel you're a real good person, but you just kind of started. Your system seems to be doing this now. You've for years have been pretty much around metaphysical and handling holistic.
Yes.
That's what I feel. I'm going to really do that out. You're going to have to keep us informed. Please get to a doctor. I'm also feeling, the guys are telling me that you're going to get in and see with someone, kind of see here what else is happening, because I feel like you're a good person. I think what happens here in energy is I feel like the system and the chakras and the energy are holding energy, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put out a good positive prayer here for you that you get that going and you get things happening for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you for calling in, and please stay with us. You're going to be on for a little bit. We're going to go into, we've got Kelly, you know. How are you doing, Miss Destiny Card Reader?
Hey, Kelly.
Morning, Celeste. Morning, Jethro.
Hi.
Thank you. We're really busy here. We've got her on a little bit. We're doing a little bit of a plug here on the fact that we're going to have her pretty much going into doing some of the work here. For those of you who call in, you can get a Destiny card reading. You just remember your date of birth and remember that to call in and give it to her at that 713-897-6461, and you can get that taken care of for you too. And she's one of our psychics gone wild. We were speaking a little earlier about that, and we're going to go ahead. We've got a lot of people calling in, Kelly. I'm going to go ahead. You're welcome to listen to the show. We're going to run right on because I've got about five people that are right behind you, and I want to just thank you for your support. And yeah, what do you think? How is Celeste and me sounding today?
Really good. The only comment I had on the lady, I think that was Cindy, who was going to Scotland and Ireland. It was interesting that Celeste picked up. She was looking at relationship in May when she's going to happen to be overseas in Scotland and Ireland. She may come home with an Irishman or a Scotchman.
Now we got a different variety. That's an Aquarius opinion, and that's what's good. I like that. See the bigger picture there? She's seen not only that, but that's what we love about Psychics Gone Wild. We get a little bit of variety, and thank you for tuning in and being supportive. We're going to go right on into some of our other followers. 229, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hello.
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 Hi, this is Jethro, Psychics Gone Wild. We welcome you to the show. If you'll just give us your first name, you're on with Psychic Celeste and Psychic Jethro. Okay, we're always having some technical difficulties with 229. We'll just hang on and see if we can catch them a minute. Please stay with us, and we'll go ahead and try to get you on there a little bit. It sounds like they're having a little bit. We're going to go right into 954, and we apologize if we do that with you. Please call right back, or we'll try again, because I've got fast fingers. So what we're going to do...
I put it up by each father's name.
And at 954, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you? 954?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you today? We got some shy people.
Yeah,
I guess
we do. I don't hear anybody. But then I hear them in the background, but they don't hear us.
Well, they call me in Psychics and Celeste, and what do they expect? We're right here for you, people. Come talk to us. We got them going. What I love, and I love about the energy, is it just keeps pushing with the energy. We've got them on there. We've got them talking. But they're not talking to us.
They're wanting to talk to us.
Well, I think psychically that says we're doing the right thing because you're calling. If you just want to call and be supportive of us, just give us a grunt and we'll go back. We thank all of you. I don't know who these are, and I'm psychic, but I do know that we've got about four of you right now that if you decide to say hello, you're on the line with us. So I'm going to keep you on there and just kind of go a little bit more with it. We're going to go right into 229. You're back on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, I called in earlier, and I had some technical difficulties.
This is Melvin.
Oh, hi, Melvin.
Hi.
No problem, Melvin. I'm glad you called back. We are running through, and we thank you. Apologize, we're a little bit on the timing today. We did get that there was a relationship, and Celeste was trying to read you right when it went nuts, and I thank you for calling us back, because sometimes the phone just is crazy. So, Melvin, go ahead and give her a little bit of energy, and then I'd like you to give him a reading, Celeste, if you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow, that's loud. Can you hear us? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
was there any other
information,
questions?
Information, not throwing things. No.
Well, relationship and finances, anything you think of, yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you, Melvin.
Relationship, finances, you know.
Okay, finances, let's go. Let's see. I'm feeling the month of August, there should be something opening up for you, whether it be a new career, possibly construction. That's what I'm getting. Hello?
Hello.
Really,
I apologize. We're having technical difficulties here. And it's Melvin.
Like somebody's doing an adding machine in the background.
I think
it's yours, cash register
or something.
Melvin, I apologize to you, but you've got something going on with your line, and we're trying to help you, but you see, there we cut Melvin, and Melvin's the one. Melvin, I apologize, but it's coming up on the board and on the radio. Whatever is going on there, when you call in on it, it's giving that. It sounds like that old ball and chain still hanging on to you, and I think we need to cut that ball and chain. Can you hear me, Melvin? We got it back. We got you back, and we got you there. But obviously, you're doing something that's doing a sound, so we're going to have to. Unfortunately, we gave you that little bit of time earlier, and I encourage you to get a hold of us at a time when we can do it. But today, it's just not letting us do it. So I think the angels and guides are saying, we both got that you were getting a relationship. You got a little bit there. You got with me. We're going to go ahead and go right into a couple of the ones who've waited. You've been real patient for a while, and you're on. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Hi. This is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Psychic Celeste. Hot welcome, 410.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Can I just get like a general reading about spiritual, I guess?
No, sure. Go ahead and give us just general your name, and we'll start with Celeste, and I'll be the backup. How's that, Celeste?
All right. Great. Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, right away I feel like your meditation would be a wonderful practice. I feel like you're already doing that and just tuning into the energy and running the white light from the core of the earth all the way up through your crown chakra up to the heavens and back down through your solar plexus and just sit in meditation. I feel like you're wanting more and more knowledge about spirituality, and I feel like you have a gift of seeing energy, whether it be guides or angels. But that's what I'm getting that. So, Jethro?
I feel that too, and I also feel like the angels are working with you. There's a lot of energy going on there, and I feel like what's happening, Kathy, is spiritually you are very, very attuned. I feel like there's some sensitivity with you, and I feel like your guides and angels are talking to you at night.
Ooh, you guys are good.
I'm going, whoa, and it's like, man, and what I love about what they're telling me with you is that you help other people with not just like energy, but you're also really strengthening up some things you've got. They're telling me that, you know, we need to get you on Psychics Gone Wild. You've got some other things that you're doing here, and I keep sensing with you, there's a little bit of hurt here, Kathy. You never really got over something hurt, and it was something that was so intense that you've got people that just love you, and it's like I feel like you need to kind of protect yourself a little bit. Sometimes you keep pushing when the guide said, "Kathy, slow down." You know, and they keep saying, "You know, I feel that you're one of those people that you keep pushing, and the guides are saying you got to take it in pieces now."
I know. I try to slow down now because I felt like I wanted everything to happen like right away.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel.
And I guess it happens in due time.
And you're also, they're telling me that you're going to go through, I feel you going through this year being really strengthened in the fact that the angels are on your side with the blessing. When you and Celeste were talking, I could feel the angels really strong. You've got Raphael there helping heal, but you've also got Michael helping you protect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talk to them all the time. Ask them to come and help.
I feel that, and I feel you're very gifted in the fact that everything's happening for a reason with you, and I feel that you're also going to, going on with some other stuff, is that it's going to be also the time for everything to kind of take off like it was supposed to for you. And I think that's what the angels are saying. They said that, things are starting to change, things are starting to really go with you. They're also trying to get things kind of going into it. It's like they're trying to get you to go some other stuff that they wanted to have happen, and that's what the guys were trying to get before with you. They were trying to get you into a different part of your life, and it's like that was what the angels have been saying for a while, Kathy. They're also they're telling me here that we're going to have to set up a time with you and do some other stuff here. You've got quite a bit of stuff this year you've got to handle. Your guys aren't giving you the okay when and there. They're just saying now, and they're saying you're going to do quite a bit of multiple tasking here. I see you helping this person over here. I see you doing stuff over here. I see you them resting you, and then I see you right back up going at it again. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy year. I'm going to take Reiki in April, this month.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
We need more healers out there, definitely white light healers, yes.
Yeah.
I've seen Celeste work it, and she's phenomenal. She's a 1 in 2 Reiki, is that right,
mm-hmm.
Celeste?
Yes, absolutely.
Very gifted.
So, Celeste, if I call you for a reading, could you give me more information?
Yeah, I sure could, definitely.
Okay, I'll
call.
Do that.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like you.
No, that's what they resonate. No, that's the way to do it. And you did the right thing. You know, picking your reader, I agree very much, and I thank you. But and she's phenomenal. You know, we've got her today, and I'm glad because we.
I know, but you're good too. You're really good.
Yeah, Jessica's really good.
Oh.
Yeah, you are. Maybe I'll call her. I don't call you.
Okay.
Yes, I learned from the best, and he's the best.
I'll go back and forth.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Many
and
blessings.
You've got her, and you've got this here with Celeste. You've got her number, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Is there more than one Celeste?
No.
No?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Can I have
it's
your number again?
Yeah, 928-554-4422.
Okay.
Great. I'm glad you called, Kathy. We're looking forward to helping you. And what I really love here with the blessings is, I can feel the energy, and we're going to watch good stuff with you. And I feel those angels really helping you, And one thing they're telling me real clearly is to make sure you always you ask other people. Sometimes you're really hard about that. I feel that you do a lot more. It's okay for them to help you. You've got people around you. Let them help you, too.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you guys heard that there. We've had a really good one. We're going to thank her. She just called in Kathy. We're going to keep have it on there. You can listen. You're welcome to go ahead and stay on with the mute if you'd like. I go ahead and go right into it. We're down to now we've got a couple of phone calls left, and we're looking at we've got about 13 minutes, according to my little crazy hands with the clock and my Mickey Mouse says, Psychics Gone Wild is going to be giving out some free things. So what we've got here, looking at what we've had today, is we're going to be pulling out of emails, and I have Betty Boop 43, you won the psychic reading by Jethro. So go ahead and get a hold of me at, you have a Skype and you've sent that there, I am Psychic Jethro, all one word, and you've won that. Just go ahead and put in there that I'm the winner and you get the half an hour free reading with me. We've also got down that we're doing a little bit of a contest here, and we put out for Tim B, and you are a caller. I better narrow that down a little more. Tim B from Baltimore, you won the reading with Sandra. And what we've also got happening here is that we just had a couple more people ask, what do you feel, Celeste, if you were to be quizzed about it, what do you feel would be the best thing psychics could do?
I feel the best thing psychics could do would be to work with the light, like sit down and go inside of yourself, because that's where most of your answers lie, and just work with the white light of the Holy Spirit and the Christ consciousness, and just open up that consciousness and pray for yourself and for the well-being of Earth and to lift that consciousness.
Ooh, very good. Yes, and I welcome all of you to write us. You can put in your remarks. I have we've had some little bit of emails because of technical difficulties. We got a couple here for Celeste, so I will do a little of that. We will finish up. I thank all of you guys. I ask you now to go ahead and just cut back on the calling a little bit. We have one more, and if you will stay on the line, 410 is already been answered. 207, you will be probably the last caller for today. I thank all of you. You know, we welcome you. We love it. We always encourage you to call us on Psyche's Gone Wild. We normally do the shows, but we're going to be doing one-hour shows during the week unless that person wants to do it. I think you probably will get a two-hour show out of Kelly. I will say that. Kelly is very gifted, and she's on today. But, you know, check on there. I think she's already got it scheduled. And we welcome all of you. You know, you never know who you're going to catch. We're going to try to have at least like this two psychics on so you get a little variety, but not always. And one of the things we really love is we are asking you, Celeste, would you be able to do Mondays continually?
Yes, that should be no problem in the mornings, yes.
Great, and we got a lot of response. So I apologize to those of you for the day. This is all the callers we've got for that hour. Call in again. You'll be welcome to call in. I've had people tell me they call in sometimes 20 minutes early. I know that sometimes you guys have waited close to a while. I apologize, but, you know, this is a free show. What we love about it is if you get a hold of us and get a mini reading and then you get a full reading, you're going to get it all. And one of the really good things that I'm promoting to everyone this month is grab me now, because this is the thing it is. It's like, get a hold of me, because I'm going to be doing Canadian line of Canadian Psychic Angels. Those of you who kept informed, I thank you, angels and friends and everyone. I became in the top 50 in the world last month. I'm sorry to Newport, California. I was not able to attend that fair. Nothing personal. I love you, California. The problem I had was my relationship had to go to Florida, and we had to be here. And the angel said, now, and you know me, I didn't waste any time. 6 days later, one vehicle less, we rolled into Tampa, Florida, and been scared of alligators ever since. But what we got happening and what we got happening here at Whippet is, I'm sorry I missed that fair. So any of you who do go to Newport and did, you get a hold of me, Psychic Jethro, and you say, I was in Newport, where was your buns? And I'll give you that reading. I'll give you that half-an-hour reading, and there'll be no cost. But you can't just call me from an old friend and say, I want a reading, too, because I know some of you friends. I'm teasing. You were in Newport, get a hold of me and tell me, because I'm very sorry. I do take pride in my customers. You know, what I really have always done is to help people. Through the years, I thank all of you friends and support. Yes, I am going to be running for some of the federations, and that's the psychic ones, those of you who know about that. It is also with the supernatural and working with the Big Brotherhood, and I do believe that there is a higher purpose, that we are here with light workers and dark. People have teased me about brother, and when I say that, I'm talking about star people. I'm not talking about the government, the man on the moon who lived with the mailman. I don't care what's going on with that stuff. What I care about and what Psyche Jethro's here for is helping people. And what I believe very strong is I think there's something going on, and I think that we need to look at those star people and get some answers. We're in 2012, and we do. So call me silly, call me crazy. Just make sure you call me when it's dinner, because what I'm going to be doing is, and we're going to be getting here, is we're going to be working on that. Speaking of, I got real one last marketing for you, and I'm sorry you guys are getting all my advertisements today, but we really have got these classes. I'm going to be doing video classes. I encourage you to get a hold of me at Psychic Jethro at AOL. The first class is free to everyone that got a hold of us today, but you've got to call or write me on an email and say, I want the first class, and give me your email so I can send it to you. And you'll get the first psychic class sent to you per video by Jethro. And then I'm going to be on YouTube with those, so you can always catch some of those classes. What I'm promoting is we're promoting psychic defense, and that's the first video. It will be a half an hour of me talking to you crazy like this with a video. You get to laugh at my new haircut, and we get to go through and talk about what we got, see what we're doing, and put that work out there, because as we were first starting today, we need those protections up. I thank you, Celeste. I didn't mean to rattle the whole show, but we got to kind of get that in. Celeste, what are you going to be doing? Come on here. I've heard that you know, you might be coming to Tampa. We've got offers for you to go up and help with the class, and even Red Feather. Where are you going to be? Where can I catch Celeste? You said eBay.
eBay. I'm on Keen.com, and I'm looking at some other websites. I'm also on Skype. If you guys want to Skype me, I'm under Celeste3392. and I look forward to that. I'm going to be going back on Facebook here soon so I can join Psychic Gone Wild and Psychic Chat again soon. Let's see. Yes, I am going to be going to Tampa. I am manifesting that trip now to go see my wonderful brother Jethro. And, you know, we might even take a cruise over to the Caribbean or the Bermuda Triangle. Maybe we'll get, you know, sucked up and disappeared into the triangle. Who knows? And if we can't get back, we'll let you know how it goes.
And we laugh. The first thing you know, you can tell good friends and family and everything. We're out there, and here's me and Kay. We're walking along the beach, and we're looking at this beautiful Tampa Bay, which is just beautiful, by the way, everybody. You know, we've been to Hawaii. It's beautiful, but so is Tampa. And we're out there walking, and we look over, and the first thing we see is this little fish flipping up. And I realize this, there's something in the water. I feel it, and it's a dolphin, and they're, like, playing with their food. And we laugh. We're both like, I'm like, yay, we're doing the thing. And the first thing we both do is we grab each other, and it's like, Celeste and Kim, we can go. We'll go to the Bermuda Triangle. We'll see what they're doing there. Then we laugh. Now, how many people do that? That's a scary place. Let's go get those two and run right now. And we both just laugh, and we're like, we're going to go there. We're going to have fun. And we, those of you who did know that, you know, we did get out there. We, unfortunately, Venice Beach was pretty well. We got to visit a little bit. We didn't get to do a lot of the other stuff. We did go to see the pro bull riding. And those of you who were contacting and stuff, we do encourage you, we could come back. And one thing we've got with LA and Pasadena, we have places at both places to go. They're welcoming us to come and do. They would encourage us to do a class. So that's still in the making. And anybody who wants to get in on that, get a hold of us and say, you know, I've got it. If you've got about 8 or 10 people and you want to do a psychic class and you're like, I'd like to have Psychic Jethro and Celeste, which you just heard, get a hold of us in a couple months, and you know what? We got a surprise for you. You'll probably see it.
That'd be great. Definitely. And also Red Feather, yes, we're working on that. And maybe even a class here in Sedona soon. But there's a lot, so we just need to put it out there.
This one's a funny one to me. Yes, yes, I am. I am the psychic from the Dream Weaver, and actually, it's ironic that you didn't notice that. How old are you? Because when you write me that, that scares me. Because my kids were actually about 2 and 3 when I did that. That was in Fort Collins, Colorado, many years ago, and I only was there a short time. And part of it was due to situations of it. But I thank you, and yes, that was me. And I. Everyone knows I'm a Scorpio with a Gemini rising. I like the variety. You will see me change. You know, I if you go through the pictures of me, my mother will tease you. We've got a couple she's been scaring me that she's going to put on there on Facebook of me and Meg, those of you who've read the book with Maggie. And they're gonna there's a picture of me and my first teacher. There was a five-year-old picture of me that the family's kept of me that was pretty good. But my mom's got a lot of those. She's been teasing and threatening me. So if you'll see this through there, that those energies change. So sometimes if you do get that, I don't mind that. Yes, I also was the psychic in the tax at the Tax Connection in Longmont, too, for trivia. We're going to go ahead. We've got that one more time. I apologize to those of you today that, you know, you've all stayed with us, and I love you for being an audience, but this is part of what we do, and I really encourage you, help that psychic so we can continue with these shows. We had to take a little reprieve, and we're looking. We're back. We're stronger than ever. You know, if we ever have a technical difficulty, please get a hold of us. You know, I apologize to those of you who did before. I really can't give always free readings all the time. You know, my light company and those people get mad, and they pull out things when I do that. So what they, you know, and we all love Kay. Kay's very good, but I know what she would say. She'd be like, you know, you just got that girly tooth in. You want to keep it, right? So we would be going, I have to do a little bit. But those of you who do this, I encourage you to call. I really love this. We're going to have fun. We really do our psychic party, and we're going to finish this out with 410. Here you go. Thank you for being patient. You're back on again. How are you? I think we've already got with that. We're going to turn 207, you're going to be our last reader. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tom. Good afternoon. I'd like to know if I'm going to have any big changes between now and June.
I feel like it's going to take off for you. I saw like an explosion of like the energy of 2012 for you.
Tom, I feel like you've had some things you put together. They said you put the seeds in and things are going. I also see that you're really ready. You're like a... we got 60 seconds, that rotten clock. But it's like they turn around and tell us we wanted to have fun, and they let us do it, Tom, that what they've got with you is that the guys are telling me that I see you also having some real productivity and some things that you were also wanting to have happen. You seem to be dealing with some outside people. There's not just one person you're dealing with.
Correct.
Very strong, and I see that happening. I thank you for doing this. I do see this kind of going into it. I see May doing a little awkward. I love what Celeste said with the boom. Don't you feel, Celeste, something to like a surprise, like he's going to have, here's a little bit, and he's going to be getting more information on some things that he dealt with in business in May?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like you're going to walk around a corner, and then, boom, it's going to be there, like opportunity, financial. So just keep working on what you're working on.
I'm seeing clubs, and it gave us 10 seconds. If they cut us off, thank you, guys. We love you. This is Psychic Jethro and
Psychic Celeste. Thank you.
Welcome, and come to us every Monday, because we're going to have a fun day to start your day on Psychics Gone Wild. And what we've got also happening here is that we're going to be going through, so those of you who are losing the minutes, Tom, we're going to stick with us till the last of it, please. We welcome you. We thank you for coming in. Those who've been hanging with us pretty much through in the chat room today, we had a lot of response. I thank all of you guys who did. Tom, I also am feeling here that, you know, get a little bit more of that reading. Get yourself set down with one of us psychics and look at this, because you need one of those forecasts. In fact, that's one of the promotions I'm going to be doing, is I'm going to give a month-to-month forecast. And I think that's the important part. One thing that we've seen, like you saw with Celeste today, we're feeling that in the month. That's what you want the psychic to do. So you have this information to go, okay, what am I looking for? I feel like you've got something here going on with your heart and relationship a little bit. I'm feeling like Yeah, and I'm feeling that you are a good person, but I feel like you have to be careful. They're telling me that you, right now, and what's happened is you've got yourself in a spot where you're ready for the real good things and the love to happen, but it's got to be real. It's like that song. I love that. Their guides are going, it's got to be real. If it's not real, then what are they doing? There's something going on here with relationship, and you really there with it. And I feel that you, you're ready for, if you're at the point in your life where if they're not going to be going what you're going to do, you're going to do a whole flip. I see a lot of change coming for you in that.
What do I have to be careful of?
The really what is needed and what's supposed to be there, and what you really kind of, what you're looking for in relationship, and how you've been hurt before. I feel like you've had someone kind of use you before.
Yes.
That's what I feel. And I really, you know, I encourage you, Tom, to go ahead and get in. I you know, they're saying caution. Get a hold of us here.